follows. No titlo bekomo zakufa, b'sheish bekomo shemas mistatrimba. Lo tishche harve, ad she yudabku storeha zebazeh, lo shocha ma'at, ad she yusistre b'esa erva, nirin kederach sheniris, b'sha shehi oreches, v'yechatachas dodea nira kederach, sheniris b'sha shemenikas b'na, tachas b'esa shechi nira, kederach sheniris b'sha shemosekas b'zeisim. And it says, Okay. But where does all this come from? So, the Tosfos over here, where it says over here in the Gemara, Kedetanan, Aish Nirika Oder, Mosk Zaysim, Aish Nirika Regas Manikas Bana. The Tosfos explains, as again, I mentioned this already last time, this Kedetanan is a Mishnah, not a Mesechta Mikvos, where you'd expect them to bring a Mishnah to learn these halachas. Mesechta Negoim. So Tosfos talks about it a little bit. Rashi says, Besa Erva, no, Rabbi Hadad, Eni HaKoyin, Besa Storm, Ish Nirika Oder Mosik Bo, whatever the Torah Shulchanar is quoting is coming from this source, Torah's Kohanim and other sources in the Goyim. So that's what's found in Shulchanar. Fine. The whole question that we saw about it yesterday, does this apply halacha lemaisa? Is it maybe also only the Taros? Even though the simple reading of the Gemara, that everything else is rejected except for Rish Lakish. But having said that, the Beis Yosef has a long discussion over here. He quotes Tosfos, Agad, and Rashi, he quotes the Rosh, and Sima Lam and Hey, and the Ran, and Shavuos, and he quotes the Mishnah, Masechta Negoim. Okay? So, Zvan quotes this from the Goyim. Nireish l'usova shekech tzricha lamod b'shaz tvila. Hod lo nokar v'shlokash ala ka oreges uchmenikas b'no v'shavka l'oreches lav davka l'tremi na yonokar who adin l'idach. And that's what he says. Rosh, others, quotes the Tosfos which is read. However, the Rambam and the Rashba only mentioned Oregas and Manikas Benoah. That's all, only those two. The other things which we find myself in the Goyim, we don't necessarily apply over here. Goes to again a lengthy discussion of the details. Again, it's very, very detailed over here, and a little graphic. I don't want to read everything inside, but the Aruch, as I mentioned to you yesterday, quoted here by the Beis Yosef, Shem Aruch, smack from the Aruch, Ha the bina shetitpol yisha gedarach lelosa hayin adavko the taras, aber lo bala lo tzarech, for tam of neshul goreis, for lesichos lo kachol hane shmaitasa, ki itmar hane le taras, aber lo bala lo, then he says, ki ha di yomar rish lokish, right? So the question, how do we have? We have over here nothing in our text, but the text which others had was, what does it mean, Ki Adam Rish Lakish? What does that mean? That means that's only the Taras, not the Baala? Well, the way Tosfos seems to learn, that's the only thing which is the Baala. It almost reminds me of the Ramban, everything's backwards. But that's what the Smag quotes in the name of the Aruch. Okay. Pirish ki heche debina derech de losak shi bodekes letara miniga hachinami bina she titpul derech de losa letara sabo lebala lo masha dekoy ayidi isha lo titpul derech de losa and other things as well. So there is an opinion here in the Beis Yosef goes all the way back to the Aruch, that not required. And the Rashi of the Beit Gira says that it is required, Bein Lataris, Bein Lebala. All right, it says two different understandings. Fine. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch, see what it says. Sif lamenei. Lo titpel bekoma zekufa eshe yesh bekoma she mistachin ba lo tishche harbe ashe yitko. This is quoted from the Torah verbatim. Shocha ma'at ashe yusis rei beis erba nirim zerach she nirim b'shal she yorechas etachas adeh nirim k'derach she nirim b'shal she menekas b'na she etachas beis ashechi nirim k'derach she nirim k'orechas ba. Omnin ein atzrichel ha'achi yorechaseh zu mizu yosem idai kam lo la'achi yizu yoseh me'aguf yosem idai. You know, when I never see any tefillahs, but when we have a ger, a gioris, so the standard is to tell the person that they should, you know, have the arms out a little bit. If it's so close to the body, you shouldn't touch. A little bit. I think Pili Lucha is like this. When you walk, your arms are out a little bit. That's what it means. Also, let shalom. Also, says the Shach. Also, tzarachin. The zev v'chein ha di atzmai ne'ah biyosa the kaman sif lametes. The yeshom v'mida also let tefila. Eino leman the goras b'shas v'silchas akachon ha'ishmaitisa. Ama mechaber akorcho lo tefila le'achi. Why? There's an inconsistency, the Shach asks. An inconsistency. What's going on over here? Oh. So the Sidrei Tari asks comments on this. Yesh the Dakhtek, this is in Sif Lamites. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch first. Lo tatsin meneh b'yoso tiftuchem b'yoso v'masa zakeim yesh omrim shalom also la tefila. Okay? Says the Sidrei Tara, Ayin Vov, Yesh the Dakhtek, Tuliel b'sif lamenhei b'hai d'shach asa b'yoso sosan k'divri ha-mekil d'yoso la tefila. He used the word lo also lo tefila. Rish Lakish never said that. Shemachi lo hevi aldasi yesh omrim omrim. Tlo mahani avila b'diyevet. Do sviro le de machaba yikre das haposkan de tefila lo garsin b'shas vasilchaso. Because ken gedin zeh daf ha-gosim ken tefila de vedin zeh lichlasi. And he said earlier. Okay. Based on the different Lashonis in the Gemara. Beautiful answer in the Sidrei Tara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Rav Yochanan says, Pasla ineo, o os Rav Yosef, lo also lo tvila. Rish Lakish says, leh, what the hell does it mean? It says, Even if you know of the Girsa, that's Zichasa. That's the distinction to answer the kasha of the Shach. Yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan weighs in on this as well. Dibei Beis Yosef Tzotkin. It's the answer to the Shas Kasha. Yeshrayas Rabbis the Dinah Derech the Losa Ena Me'achah B'Di'evet Ben the Balam Ben the Taras. Or the Mu'i Mashashina Rabbi Loshin the Gemara. Shem Isha La Tipul the Derech the Losa. The Hukasa Utsricha El Lahoros Levli Litos Loma the Gam B'Di'evet Ma'achah. The Rai Brewer is from the Rambam. Different places. Period. It brings more rice and more rice. That is true. Okay. Good. Now, in terms of the logical distinction between the two of them, leave out the textual distinction. What's the logical distinction between the two of them? Let's take a look at the Chazon Ish. Well, in the heaven, Ikur din tzorach lipol derech yidulo lechora nira de'enu ele nechatzitza ele she'en zeh tvila klal. Whoa. First he wants to say it's even worse. Also mekom ashen estatru lochal alay Hashem tvila. Even though it's a mirit, doesn't matter. There it's batal leguf. Hocha lo shach mitl gamuvan. It goes back to our opening shir. Back to the very, very beginning. Mamish, the very beginning. Chazish, this is what he says in Siman Sari. Hey! Sifkot and base. But then he goes on and seems to say that's really not the case. With a movement das up to Dalit, the Garci, the Gemara, Elataris, the Chorakusha, came in the Nikma Shaloka, the Rakhdalosa, the Chosra Tvila. If you have me a Shloma, no. The came in the Mir and Amak, but ain't a well of the Rabona, the Gosu by Gavna, the Gamain Shach, the Zeligzor, or Tuba Makma. So he seems to back out. It's only a matter of Makbid and Miut. Not what he said before, it's not considered too little. See, he backed out. The Taz, here is Sifkot Lamed Ches as a Kash. Here on in Sif Lamed Hey, Yesh Mishomer Shalom also. Koshali, Lomir Slobid the Evid, Mashtabi Sif Lamed. Oh, Tarim Ne Shamaya Makdimin, a different Kash. Hachinami name a hacha. Toik dimu a mayam la osm kamotim. Konish and nidviku a yede as kifo a shtia. Hashachi a rabba. He's assuming that these problems only exist when she either stood up too tall or she bent down too much. But the water was there before. Vyosa kosher vidas a tour shafila betit shabrag lea no choshesh. Kimosh is a chad elsif. Lama gil sukot lama dalin. You abi mayam akdim. Yay shlama. Hachish chashash. Listen carefully. She yidbegu akmotim shem beguf lemalam and amayim. Oh, by the time she gets into the water, these kmotim will be there already, blocking the water from getting in. Nimsa shem bebiyosa lemayik vahem midubokim. Ah, lefizem imichniso atzmat savor b'mayim straight tchila. Havo tvila b'diyem v'chol gavna. V'nirulisha nochon l'cholisha etatasekem. Shalkoponim yesh b'zet sad mal yusa. So what does he say? Don't bend and then go down to the water. No. Go down to the water straight. You want to bend later. This way, the Mayim Makdimim. That's what the Taz explains over here. In Sifkoton, Lamed Ches. That's what he says. Fine. Comes in the Kudas HaKesef. To Taz his question, why should it pass? My Makdimin. Lo kosha midi. Because there, what's the Lashon? Meshamayim makadmin, kaloma shekshet tochavo raglea bitit, kfro kodmu amayim v'nogu braglea, kodem shegia litit, fiyosu namayim v'chubar v'mikvah, hikolo havichatzitza. To mikol makom ha'mayim shebrag leha mechubram lemikva. Sheiragled no goes bekarkes a mikvah. Abel hocha adei akmatin lo yiu amayim shebetoch akmatim mechuboron the mikvah klal v'duk. In other words, mayim mekadmin was the case where she is standing up and it gets muddy on the bottom, so the water is obviously there on that surface, no problem. Here the surface is cut off by the folds of the body, so therefore this idea of mayim mekadmin would not work. That's what he says. So of course the question becomes, where does this lead us? You know, there is a Bar Hetev, which we spoke about a while ago, in Simen Resh, which is a teeny, teeny Simen, few lines. Within those few lines, there's a Bar Hetev. They haven't been asked this once before. Watch this. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aminig, what's Aminig? You don't make a bracha ala tefillah until after the tefillah. Finished. Comes along the Bar Hetev, that the Taz says, that was in those days. Today, Kosta Shalom. Anche Maisi has healed and shall say, she hit below the Varech Machachach Titbo Shainis. There is a standard operating procedure in every mikvah, to my knowledge. You go. I'm talking about, I don't know about Shvarim, but they probably just make the bracha first. But Ashkenazim go down once, make the bracha go down a second time. That is a tremendous mile, I always tell people, because all the folds, even if you went down with folds, but you stayed up again and go back again, so the folds unfold. And you can say, Maya Makdimim. I tell everyone to do that. I mean, all those times we have any geirus, we always tell them go down twice for that very reason. Even in Erev Yom Kippur, go down twice. Some go down 49 times, I don't know what I'm saying. Seven times, 49, you name the number. I don't hope many that stuff. But twice, yes, because of this Bar Hetev, it would make enough kamina for our situation as well. That's what the poskim say. Oh. That means that Pasha according to the Taz. Okay? You don't have to go into the Tzavar Tchila. According to the Kuras HaKesef, I don't think it's going to work because it's folded over, but Pasha's not. Okay, this is so far. But the Gemara, this is Samach Zayin Amad Aleph. There's another Gemara on Samach Vav Amad Beis, where the Gemara on Samach Vav Amad Beis talks about something which is a very important word. It's an important word. And the word is Beis HaKimotim. Teisha Madicha Beis Kimoteho. A Kimot is a fold, correct? I think that's even the modern Hebrew. It's a fold. So Rashi, where are these folds? Where are these folds? So Rashi explains, where are the folds? Where is it? Kimoteho. Beis HaShechi or Beis HaStorim Shalom. That's what Rashi says. The Torah comments on this, not in our Siman, Kuf Sadi Ches, which is our main Siman, but there's some stuff in Kuf Sadi Tes as well. Primarily Chafifa, which, if we have time, we'll talk about a little bit. It does connect to Masechta Mikvaos, not only Masechta Nida, a little bit. We'll see how much time we'll have. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Le'olam yolamed adam b'toch beiso shiteisha madicha kimotea v'chol beis sarea b'mayim. So of course, the Torah is saying there are two different things, right? Sisareha kimotea v'chol beis sarea. The problem is not so simple. Beis Yosef is a kasha. Losher Rabbein Ani Meduktok. Tanogat Kimotea Ubeis Sarea. Shenir Milashona Shem Shnei Dvarim Velesa. And Lebeis Hastorim Pirusha De Kimotea Uche De Pirush Rashi. Rashi said Kimotea Beis Hashechi Beis Hastorim. Tours against Rashi. Aleph Dake Moshe. V'linir Ed Dibra Abeinu De Tura Mechuvonim Api Dibra Yara'am. That the Mordechai quotes Simtav Shin Mem Zayim. The other Shono Kosa Veram Kimotel Pirish Kigon Tachas Atzili Yodeh for Tachas Shokel. B'Shalo Yehi Dover Choses Ubeis Hastorim. Haynu Lifanim Go Nikvi Achot Nevoz Nayim Lifanim and Asava. Two different things. So the Machloek Asuri Shonim. What do you want from the Portur? You have a Rashi Faket. What's wrong with the Mordechai from the Uraim? It's chopped liver. You can't be on their side. That's the answer which the Dak and Moshe is giving to answer the defend the tour against the kasha of the Beis Yosef. Fine. This idea, surprisingly, because the tour is argued. Oh, the tour is good. The tour gets it from his father, the father of the Rush. Where? Perek Ches Mishnehei. Beis ha-starim u-beis ha-kmotim einen tzrichen shivoh me-mamayim. That's the Russian interpreting. Beis ha-starim toch ha-peh, toch ha-chotim, toch ha-osem. U-beis ha-kmotim kon tachas ha-atzil v-tachas ha-savar v-bein ha-raglayim. Hey! One from the Torah. Actually, he picked one over the other. He follows his father. Shalavicha v-yageitcha. So what do you want? The Torah is right to go with that mahalach. That's right. That's the way it should be. Okay. Fine. Now, there's another Taz at the very beginning. Says the Taz, the Darshinon, etc., it has to do properly. Hold on one second, please. I'm in the wrong siman. Kuf Sadi Tess, of course, now. Base of storm shalom, betur kosav kamatev v'chol base storm. Tama base Yosef, tochadahem. Uvigemar samuvav base amarav kamatev l'chud. Dake Moshe tiris. What is Mordechai? Shem Ram. Kamatev haynu tachas atzili yodeh tachas shokla. Base of storm haynu lefanim. Nikvi achotem v'znayim lefanim yasofa. For loshin zeh shalatur is a bigemar benida. Meis ve'base hakamatev u'base storm. It's a kasha from Rava. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. Oh, my Rava, only the man to talk about Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef. This led to the impression that Beis Yosef is the same as Beis Yosef. No, look at the next line. Beis Yosef, two different things. There's this kasha. How can you not put the next line to Gemara? Now, can't be made a mistake. It says in the Kudas HaKesef, Lo Kosha Midi, the Raw Meisvei, Kedemucha Min Lashono, Ayin Shem, who Sfirle, the Beis HaStorim, who Pirish the Kematim, Chimuva Beis Yosef Lehedja, Fatur Shul Posik, Lo Havla the Meima, Kedishon of the Braisa, and Kedishon of the Rava, Chimuva Bach, Shekavona Sa Beis Yosef Kain, Shiroha Meisvei, Ava b'ken hiksha ala tur. No, loshen poskim l'chud. So it's true that the kash against the tur chodahem sounds like it's against the Nuf of the Gemara. They count it separately. The answer is maybe they count it separately in the Brisa, but the Halacha is one of the same. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef says as follows. Two is a Pesach, shouldn't quote the Lashon of Brisa, Lashon of Rava. called the Rav, it's one. That's how the Nekudas HaKesef answers the Kash of the Taz against the Beis Yosef. It's interesting, if you look on the Rashash, on Samech Vav and Beis, Meisri beis hakamotim beis hastorim. Hametzainim lo tzinu mekorim. You should know that a mishpat tells you the Torah. Where is this coming from? Where is it? You know, usually it says tosefta, it's a this, it's a that. Where is it? Says the Rashash, linire poshet shashas kiven lemasnisin sov perekes and mikvos. I read you the Mishnah before. Read it one more time. Perek Ches in the cross, the last line, Mishnah Hey. Beis Hastorim uBeis Hakmotim Einu Tzrichin Shevo B'Mamayim. So they mentioned separately. That's what the Gemara and the Samech Vav got it from there. Where else? Afa Gav Shamisa Beis Hastorim Kolu Beis Hakmotim. Ah, and he asked, Storm comes first. What should we say? Alphabetical order. Remember the Mishnah's alphabetical order? Storm comes before Kamotim. Right? And what does it say over here in Samech Vav Amud Beis? Beis, Beis HaKamotim, Beis HaStorim. Gevalt. Opposite of alphabetical order. It's the wrong order. Says the Rashash, that's not a problem. How do you know? Hey, look at Zazel. Look at Tzigitin Peyei, B'Seyad Deshmaya. Chim B'Rif HaRosh HaGirsa. Afa gab the tznan beis hakmotim. Shach the kudus hakesef. He read it as a brisa. It's not a brisa. It's a mishnah. For old asher kosev the beis hastorim who pierced the kmotim. Lush the mishnah alo hevech. How can you say it? How can you say it? If beis hastorim comes second, it can be explained in kmotim. But it comes first in the Mishnah. You saw. Sasa Rechiyin Gamal Atosu to Kamon Samach Zayin Poscha Sheviu Yishem Rebbe Netam Hoda Beis Hatsvaron Lo Boi Beis Maim Hanu Le Baal Adafka Fahide Eilu Mechotsin Nataras. No! Votavayim Yisnayin Ba'adodi Perek Sol Perek Ches Rosh Perek Tes Han Shom Hikshin Yes to Poscha against the Sheet as well. Okay, that's what the Rashash says. Oh, good. We know more or less what the source of what's coming from. Fine. So now, we have to turn to the Sidrei Tara, Sivkotin Chofei. Remember the Lashon. What does it say? Wrong place. Sorry. He says, look back on the Kasha of the Shach, what I wrote back there against the Taz. Came into Nistar and Lerach level Sham Darachotes. That's what the Taz said. Zeno, to Bechlabe says, Storm of Ben Ashinayim. Ikirayas arrived by an effort, she remembered McCordin Zet. Whom he had the Sifchosel Sherebe Shnusa Davachosel Ben Shineo. Beis Yosef writes in Simon Kuf Sanichis. Uben Hashinayim Vare the Davar Arogalu Lias Beneim Davachosel. Beis Yosef writes away. Must be the Shach. Oh. So he has the following shaila. What does Rava say? What do you blame the man for? Why? Eitz tova. Ah, miyusha. Rava holds chiyuva vareleka. The diamond the sharaguf the boy iyuna midaraisa. No, we have iyuna yirichitza. Bali HaNefesh has a Beferish. Anyway, he don't need to be a Smaim and a Torah, according to some, and Shrikhan Nami, Iyam and a Torah. She goes on to B'digah after the Tefillah. See if you'd base. So what? This is Rizus. Yisera. Tadiach B'mayim, Eitz HaTova. Timzach HaKach Dav HaChos is Talat Tevilos HaTova Yidich HaKodem. Have a chiyuv aleka. Therefore, lo idicha v'tovel onim sechak kach derechotz is also l'tfila. Period. So he says, because the Torah says, kaviyosan lo ol yimod. What about lo ol yimod? Chiyuv aleka. That's reason to say ra. Kuf tzadiches. The Torah says tzricha. Oh, look what's mentioned there. Oh, that's a different reason. Kim tovel onim sechak davar meinelo also l'tfila. Mashtu the Takanosa to the Stark Tvila Cheris in Tim Sachos the Benayim. Achavachab of Rish Simeze, cause of the Tzricha Ladiach Beza Shechi Beza Storm Shlobavayim, Vavua the Tzricha Ladiachi Yuvaika. I feel he wrote some Dichnos Pesavize, Shim Tim Sacha Tvila Tavachos and Shetan Sachos in Rashom, and the Tzricha Shetarich Mitchila. So Machlokas Gedolia Poskim, is it a good Eitzah in case you find something? Or is it an absolute Chiv? Different opinions. Good. Different opinions. I'd like to show you what the says in the Bari HaShulchan. Tzricha. The first word in the Siman Kuf Sadi says Tzricha. To Gemara, Amarava, Yilam Atal Beso, etc. Loshin Roya Masha Enochiv, Ella Zrizus Yisera, Midlo Kama Yisha Tzricha, Dio Adich Kamotea, Pamayim, Kin Hetta Gatur Loshin Gemara, Loshin Mechabeka, and Masha Dadat Loshin was Kiyo Lele Lassos Kain. That's the Sidre Tavi Yisson, Sakon Chafei. Okay, so Samach Loikas, is it absolutely necessary? Or was it an Eitz HaTova? Interesting. Could be that was a Girsa. Maybe. There's a Tosos or Rosh here again. Ein Bila Makevis, towards the end of it. He says as follows. Shani hochad lo hiske bias mayim de beis astorim kamoshi hiske kriya v'chalitza bikurim de v'roches es besoro mashma me'avroi outside umiyu roi le bias mayim binon keva de lefamim nichnas bo hamayim. If the war gets in sometimes, that's when you require roi le bias mayim. Interesting. The water has to get in sometimes. The water never gets in. Don't have to have it. What do you see? It's just a thing. It's quoted from the Ramami Pano. Kivega has it over here. And it's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Siv Zayin. Liflif Yovesh Betocha Chotem. Rabosai, you know, you have a cold or something, and mucus gathers in your nose. Ma'aseh b'chol yom. Says the Ramami Pano, Lo nitna Torah lemalachei Hashoreis. What are you doing? Umashu b'chalal aguf. It's in the cavity of the body. afilu roya lebiasmayim lo boya. You don't have to have it. And b'mokom shadak olias misgala lefamim kon toch ayin beis astorim ukmatim v'nochon lizor miod al sfas achotem b'fenim shayol liflav shavish. Watch. You see, at the edge of the nose, inside, that's called beis astorim. Ever follow? See what I'm doing? We're on Zoom. Okay? Visual aids. Yeah? Ava b'chalala pnimi, in a cavity, pshita shena ma'akev, v'amach melo hikbedela, v'soa sachoten, v'insoa, interesting idea. Where did soa come from? Eliyotz oktas. Soa comes in Lashon Yotza, so it's coming out of the nose. Lafuki advuka begova achotem. It's stuck, you know, you have a cold in the higher part of the nose. O bechalola b'fnim, shene yotza zayin, ad kan tshuvas Menachem Azariah. It's an important tshuva, we'll talk about it maybe later on. We chasu these in Yonah. But for the moment, that's what B'Kiv Vega. Now, it's interesting, this is true, B'Pashtus, even if royally be a smarter did the Raisa. You all know that the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ritva. But this is a Tosfos of Rosh, it's probably a Tosfos. Even if it's a Daraisa. Interesting, the Bali HaShulchan, here in Sif Lamed Hei, Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo titbal b'komas akufa b'nei sheish b'komas shemistakter." Says the Bali HaShulchan over here in Sifkaton Reish Samach Tes, Pirish, "Hesh b'komas b'gufa shetzrichim b'yasmayim b'shas tefila b'pnei sheish b'komas guluyim u'kshezo kefes komasa mistatrim osan amakomas v'nimnoim amayim alav shama v'einot tefila ruya." That's just calling the standard in. Goes weiter. Ach yidbiku sorea zebaze. Ainet son alo ma shebeis ha storm shalom yidbiku zebaze. No. Luich baslon v'kach kemen shebeis ha storm et shirin bi asmaim mamish. Rak shiruya li bi asmaim. V'kol shein dover chotzeis aleim chashivi shabek uruim li asmaim. What's alo mar? What's lo shalom ha b'min? Yidbiku sorea Sisoreha ze baze. What does it mean? He says, Shemekomos hagluyim shebegufo asmukim the base soreha shetrichim biasmayim mamish miskatma de shechiyosa v'nimnorim amayim v'lova shot. That's the word he says. That's the lashon the Raavad. It's mashma that way. Shulchan Aruch is not completely clear. Fine. In this Tosa we saw a minute ago, bottom Tosas on Samach Zayim and Alf, there's a number of comments over here again in the Bali HaShulchan. The Mechabes quotes from the Tosas. Sister Beis Erva Nirim Kederach Sheniris B'Shoshi Oreches. And she's, you know, finding out the arranging the dough. Says Bali HaShulchan, Pirish, B'Shoshi Oreches Es HaIsa Lachon osa lafia, shedarka oz lishchos ktsas, umisgalin bekacha sisorin shebebeis hervosa, meachorea, somach lagvoseo, uchashir shechia zu, tricha lishchos kshatovelas, kdei shiovo amayim bimkomos hatrichem bias mayim, vichen atam bechol adinim shezizkem mechabim besivze. Okay, that's push up shot that what's happening over here. Goes further. Tachas adair nirat b'kedach shenirat b'shar shemanikas b'no she'oz magbahas adad l'sito l'toch piyatinok kotzav chokmas adam ayidei ha'shechiyah b'wetas shenisko liyel b'divri ha'mechaba mizgal tachas adair k'shir shenirat b'shar sanoga. Fine. This is what it says over here. All good. So far so good. it's important to look on the bottom, Tov Kuf Mem, in the Tziyunim, Kashir Shir Zer, Tzricha Lishchos V'Tovels, what does it say? The Lashon HaRavid, Mavua Shein Tzorach Litzam Seim, Shashir Shechiyosu Mechuvenes Mamish, Lishchiyas HaOreches, Ela Bekorav Lishir Zer Gamkin Sagi, Eifshel Litzam Seim, do exactly as they do when she's Oreches, she's not a big Oreches now, she won't know exactly as she was then. Be close to it, you approximate it, that is good enough. He Eifshel Litzam Seim, can't. He goes right there and says, listen carefully. Kederach shenirik she'oreges be'omdin. Pirish. Kederach shenirik she'oreges ba'amida. She'magbas yodok tas. Pick up your hands. Kosa poskin. After riga dacha b'yad b'minu lo yad small. But tefila lo mechalkinim b'nai tefila lo b'yad shtayin tas. Because the purpose is to rule the folds. There are folds on the right and folds on the left. Have to pick up both hands. By definition. Okay? That's what it says. It says over here in the Biurim. V'yitaras at Beis HaShechi Nire Kederach Shneiros Koreges Ba'omdin. He quotes, V'yitaras Shetzricha Lagbiyaz V'oseh Aktas Ha'bidivri HaRishon V'abuvon V'es Yosef V'yitaras V'aruch HaShulchan V'ataras Chof Masod V'kiz Shulchan Aruch Hishmidu Dinzeh. All they said, L'harach is V'oseh on the side. When she walks, Torachim Batam, why did they leave it out? She never left it out. This is kasha in the biur. It's a very good kasha. I don't have a good answer to it. I don't know. What about b'di'evet? Im shin sarkon shes shachsa b'yosa zoka b'yosa osla tefila kosu aruch hashulchan v'meinida hatam levale de'azu mishum te b'di'evet samchina neshamayim mecharchirim v'nechnosim derech hakmotim shenishavu b'gufa de'shchiyosa u'zkifosa. We assumed the b'di'evit that the water actually did get in. Okay. You have to hope. Sif lamed ches. Ein ha-tzricha leftoach pia, we did this a long time ago. Lo tikpa sosu yosu midai, im kofsa lo osu lo tfila, tashik sif sosu el tzul azu, dibuk beinani. Says the Bali HaShulchan, Reish Sadi Dalit. Oh, sorry. Sif Lamites. Lo Tatsim in Ebi Yosef, Al Tiftchem Bi Yosef, Tim Osa Kain, Yesh Omrim to Osa Tvila, says the Bari Shulchan. Mid Rabbonon, Kedin Chatzitza B'mir Raguf. Bidar Ramakmit. V'yafa pisha achshem rotsu b'yatzimas rotsu hi b'atzimas eneo psichosan choshem mikol makom gedor ramak mekevish b'zmanim acherim in rotsu. Let's derive it all over again. Derive it all over again. V'hine yesh chokem b'kodin zeh v'sovrim v'yoso latvila b'di'evet. Why? Ki hakvotim ha-mishavim ad-psichas v'atzimas ha-aynayim Eino mishatkim kol kach. V'yeino miyachma ma'ayma lova v'em. Loch miyud mizeh v'alich hatchila. Reason number one. Other a different reason. Kevin shalif omim ha'odan poseach eino b'yoser o'osmo b'yoser v'dako b'kach b'osam ha'kmotim lo yichbas lo an ma'ashen nimnu ha'ayma lova sham ten tzorach sham b'yos ma'ayim. Two different reasons. L'chatchila we mach like the mechaber, don't go over again. Yeah, sure. Okay. You rely on the mutal the baila and the mekilim. Oh, this is a hachroa question. Hachroa question. But something fascinating, which I'm sure is very common today, which couldn't have been written, I don't know, how many years ago. You'll tell me how many years ago this was invented. Contact lenses. How old are they? When I was a kid, there's no such thing. When the contact lens is invented? First state on Google or Wikipedia, wherever you find these things out. Maybe they were invented, they weren't popularized. 46? Before I was born, they were already invented. They didn't exist. They weren't used.
1970s.
Yeah, now you took
really sold.
Yeah, yes, I was right. It took almost 30 years for it to become popular. Okay? So now what do you do? Watch. I'm reading to you what is found over here in the Bari HaShulchan, Reish Tzadihei. No. Reish Tzadivov. Isha Shiesha Olson Mishkafayim Shemesimim Besocha in Ayin Atzmo. They are in modern Hebrew is a literal translation. How do you call them?
Adashot
Maga. Contact lenses. But he was a classicist, Rabbi Feivel Cohen. Is that so? They go for these newfangled words. He goes, Mishkafayim, glasses in your eyes. Okay. Yesh is, I'm serious. Yesh is, stop, Ekbehem. Imeim refuyim, uboim amayim besviva, etocha ayin, fein chotzitzin, Hoshem mehudokim heim, ashamayim nimnoim, elova etocha ayin. For the chain, since we don't know, Yesh tahach mul asirim konim tevila. V'af al pi shamir shenu makmid enachotzes. Nira da hocha koshim ke makmid. Why? Kevin shemotziv nosom b'chol laila. Is it still true? Shalo yisra tu as karnes haim. Ubediyev edim tov lo v'hem oleo tzorech iyan bedina. We don't know. We don't know. Bediyev it. Not sure what to do, Bediyev it. He doesn't know how I'm supposed to know. I don't know. On the bottom, the Tziyunim, who's going to quote? No one spoke about it, I guess, until this time. When did the Sefer come out? 1982. It was just, it was already in use, but not for that long. He writes as follows. He says, he's like this. Yesh tahakmer. He means mikra din. Muvad mashakosev ramah b'sifalef lahosim and guf aftvorim shenim chotzitzim. That's the famous ramah in sifalef. Take everything off. Even if you consider to roughly take it off, it's not going to take everything should go off. We'll get later to see what they say in the mikvah. Then he says as follows. Then he says maybe shkinsvin makpid. Tumin the tabas haniska b'sifcha of gimel shachotzeis the choshen k'makmin af al pish achshav rosi sheolea kevin shemisiros b'shas malacha. I'm wondering. Call it the Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe says you don't measure how long it's going to be there. You want to know? Could it happen any second? Like having to need dough for your kid wants a cookie, or is it set time? I don't know. Anyone here wearing contacts?
My wife does.
Does she ever take it out in the middle of the day?
Yes.
Oh, so then it's no good. I was hoping for the other answer. If you never take it out until you go to sleep at night, it might be, according to Moshe, it wouldn't be a problem.
Depends how dry your eyes are.
Huh?
Depends if your eyes are dry or if the contact lens is dirty.
They also have more permanent ones. They have like glass contact lenses you can keep in for longer. Most of them are disposable. You take them every night. They have glass ones you can keep in for...
Because now we use disposables.
Yeah.
What do you say? What does it say a lot?
There's a safer called Ein Abdullah. It's all about contact lenses.
A whole book?
There's a whole chelak about...
You gotta love it. A whole book on contact lenses. Yeah, what is that?
Ramosha
has a chew about it?
Yeah, first
thing.
She thought so.
What did he say?
Because it's a sturm. It's not.
It's makel.
It's makel.
It's like the condom. It's not stuck on anything.
Oh, it's roughly. It's roughly.
No, Ramosha Lushitasso. The base of sturm doesn't need unless it's.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you put a corn on your tongue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I call that roughly. It's not Buddha. They have kash against Rav Moshe. What's the difference? We saw that already. Rav Moshe says, why is this different than stuck between your teeth? We went through this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So Rav Moshe is making. L'chatchila? Rav Moshe? No. Because even roughly, Sifal, we're supposed to take off even roughly too. One second. I don't know what he says in that book.
He says,
I told you to look at it with Rav Moshe. No. Simba Kufdal. I didn't pay attention. You're doing reading Kufdal?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he said. I'll pull out Rav Moshe in a second. What does Ein Abdullah say?
I'm looking for it.
While you're looking, I'll see if I can find Rav Moshe.
1959.
59 already? Wow.
Maybe it wasn't so common.
59. Moshe was ahead of his time. Kuftal. Mishkafayim shenasu mechodesh hakohen contact. Shemesivim zalav. Yeah. What does he say? The time's there, at the very end of the tshuva. Here the Mishkafayim shenasu mechodesh. Oh, you see, it was new. Oh, yeah, 1959 it was new. Okay? Shekoin contact. Shemesivim tokaf apayim mekifin as kol ayin shi mokom beis astorim. Shagam ken kevish lon is dabku sham bedevek shem chotetzin. Vim shochach, it means bedevek. Lasir bei tzorot tevila acheres. Lechatchila, kevin shichol lasir bi asma. Tzricho lasir mishem yos tov. Period. Okay. What did Abadolov say?
He has I don't know how many dozens, if not hundreds of pages on it.
Like, all
right,
whatever. Whatever. Okay.
Cool.
All right. We'll come back to all these things later. But we have a few minutes. Let's at least begin the next Ma'amar Kol Mashiach. Just a few words. It was entitled Refuas and Sipronai. That was the title. Refuas are very important. It starts with the word Ritiya. What is a Ritiya? Let's open the Mishnah. You all got the Ma'amar Kol Mashiach, huh? Ritiya. One of them are first, and they show them on the side. How they describe Ritiya. You know, Ritiya, you find other places, no? Hichas Shabbos, Ritiya, all kinds of places. He fell off, put it back, that kind of stuff. Those who know the secrets over there. So what exactly is the word Ritiya mean? Take a look. The word Ritiya is found at the very beginning. For Ritiya. The Rosh says, Isplinis Shenostin Alamaka. That reminds me when I used to translate into Yiddish. Bereshis and Unfang. Boro Lakim Akot Mashafin. The kids in the school did not know what Bereshis meant, did not know what Unfang meant, they didn't know anything. They didn't know Hebrew or Yiddish. So very nice. Ritiya Isplinis. We don't know what a Ritiya is. We don't know what Isplinis is. What in the world does this mean? What does it mean? So we open the Rosh in Simen Chav Vav in Hilchos Nida in the back, Hilchos Mikvos, had a better idea. Chav Vav. Ritiya, again, he is from the Shinos and the Makkah, so it's exactly word for word. Ah, but there is a Madani Yantif. Uviperek Kolabos and Simon Yudches, the Nchatzitza and the Tilis Yudayim, Muruchu the Forash Bedivri Rabbeinu, the Meforash the Machpid Olay. And the Torah says so in Kuf Samach Aleph. Ilhacha, Sosam the Turi Aredea, Kuf Sareches, for low Pirish, for Yafra Devare the Hechad Lokopid, then a Chotes, Tavimiyuto, Veno Machpid, Logosulov, Kidl Kamon. Ava Mikam and Lo Pirish, he copied Masha de Mistama, copied. Feel the government of the Tilis the Tiyak, the Farish, the Kabin, Mashad, the Mishim, the Summer, Low Kabin, with Sarah Ian. Yeah? I don't know. So the Bali Ashokan talks about this a little bit. In Sivkot and Pei Zayin. Ritiya agavi amaka chotzetzes. That's it. The whole, this is Sif Yud. 1, 2, 3, 4 words. Are any sort of Sif from the Shulchan Aruch? Anyone know any?
Yes.
There you are? Ma'im
Achron Kodom.
3 words. Okay, good. So it's not the shortest Sif. Okay. One of the shortest Sif, only 4 words. Maybe any 2 words, maybe? You don't know. Okay. Trivia questions. Pei Zayin. Afa pishu rosa shatiya retiya besara lemaya refua samaka o lehokla min hakeiv mikol begam choshet kemak peres ala v'chotzeitz v'yesh shapirish hatam bazet tekemen de lefame mesira oso kne liwas im nirpa amaka o kode letaka ne retiya choshev b'kach kadem amakal al dasiro. V'achein chosu she'afalozeh choshev k'makbim came in dasiro dasiro the besof she's shabbi amakal. Look at the birim. This is the machlokas of k'saf sof with the Rebbe. I would hope and pray that k'saf sof is right, but it's an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle. An uphill battle. Not only is it uphill because the poskim seem to disagree, but in Kuf Ayin Aleph and Tzionim, yesh lefakmek b'tam zeh. Why? The cave and the enem is siroso ela the tzorach tiklin v'achzara v'choshev ki agav ne b'kemakbit. Says in Gedulei Tarah Simchah Beis Hetzo ula kavanos haksav sofer teshemetim senem b'kuko v'lo tachzirenu v'tachlifenu b'retiya acheres. Yeah, but how does that help according to Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe says when it comes to the fillings, which we'll get to, that you put in a temporary filling, you put in another filling, it's if you put in the old one back. So therefore, it's going to be a problem, this stuff. So it's a serious, serious problem. I don't know. I wish I knew better. I would love to say that the stuff so is correct. I'd love to. But the fear is, that's an uphill battle. Maybe the Tzemach Tzedek is correct, that we saw once before. He quotes over here in Sifkon Kufay and Beis. What does he say? Even if just Asidu L'Asiru L'Mesov She Yisrapim, he quotes his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe. Yeah, you're going to take it off exactly as it is right now. The scab's going to take off. They will have changed physically. That seems to be the prevailing view. And I'm not a Chabad Chosid, but I have to be honest. That seems to be the way it's going. That's going to be a disaster for us as we march through all of these kinds of stitches and casts. And you know, all these, we have to go through all these things. If the Ksav Sofa were right, we'd be home free. No one takes that off in the middle. I wish you were right. We should say, Tillim should be right. But so far, it's not looking so good. I mean, he's a God of the dog, Ksav Sofa. But so far, it's not looking good. Now, I'd like to see the Imre Yosha tomorrow, Simon Nun Dalit. So you'll be able to get it from the screen? Okay. Even if you're not related a lot, you still have to get it on the screen. So we'll stop here, Mishnah. Tomorrow is again the Shia right after the Tillim.